listen to the Jason Greger Show presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense, stay within your limits. Go to gamesense.ab.ca. Joins us now, LT. How you doing?
I'm very well. I'm very well with my brand new glasses.
Yeah, brand new glasses that matched your new shirt. I was very impressed by your trendiness of matching glasses to your shirt, Al. It's good.
I'm just staring at you on YouTube these last couple of years, and you always seem to have you're sort of like a match set, your glasses and your whatever else you're wearing. So I don't know what kind of, wild times you have planned next, but I'm just copying you. That's all.
Oh, okay. Well, I flatter him. That's good, man. That's good. Impersonation's the best form of flattery, as they say.
There you go.
LT, I just saw Declan wearing the I Could Have a Beer with Low Tide shirt. That is a fine garment indeed, sir. A fine garment.
I have I've had a lot of reaction to that today. I had a few folks say they wanted in a hoodie, and I said, let's just do the t-shirt first, and maybe we'll get a hoodie later, you know?
A man can dream.
Yeah. Yep. But I mean, I told people the first time I see that shirt in the wild, I will buy a beer for who's wearing. Now, that doesn't include Declan. Nice. Doesn't include Declan, but I'm talking about a real person.
Okay.
You know.
I was saying, LT, you wear that shirt out of market. You're walking down the street, say you're in Calgary or Vancouver. Someone will eventually come up to you and wink knowingly and touch their nose and walk off, because those who know.
Yeah, well, that's a dream for sure. But I will say this, that I like the gear, guys. Like, if you haven't gone to 780, go look, because it's very cool stuff. I like all of the t-shirts.
Yeah, it's pretty good. At 780, it's doing great, so we're happy to have that collaboration. It's fun. Now, Oilers have collabed with Jack Roslovich. He's not going to play tomorrow, but he will play on the five-game road trip. Al, what's your realistic expectation? What do you think he can add to this team?
Well, he's a goal scorer, and he can play with skill, and the Oilers need that. Now, I don't know. We'll find out. I pay attention to Puck IQ quite closely, and when he played in Columbus and New York during 23-24, he played a lot against really good opposition. They faded him a little bit in Carolina, probably because they didn't need to, they've already got guys there who can play it, but he scored quite a few goals there. So this is one of those, peculiar things where if you look at the guy's numbers, you're like, man, why did he, not sign earlier? But the word was he wanted, a very specific contract. The Oilers apparently offered him a pretty good one, but he was one of those guys when the regular season started or training camps got going, he was the guy without a contract. So I think he'll score on skill lines. I don't know, Chris Knobloch likes to be responsible, so we'll see what, because sometimes scoring and outscoring are two different things, but I mean, I think this is a hell of a bet. I think he could play on a skill line.
Well, I think that's where they're going to start him for sure. He was in the white jersey, and usually the top six are the white jerseys at practice. McDavid, Drysdale, Frederick, and then Mangiapane, Nugent Hopkins, and Savoy. So that's where I think that's where he'll slot in. It wouldn't shock me if he gets a look with McDavid and Drysdale, potentially, depending on how Frederick does in game two, and then they move Frederick to a different line. Like, that won't shock me. Knobloch, he's never been afraid to try different things. So, we'll see what happens with the different combinations there. What about in goal, Al? Who would you start? Who do you think starts tomorrow?
Well, I would start Stuart Skinner. It was one game. He has to, we know what Stuart Skinner does and doesn't do. But if you recall, he was ill. He missed a start in camp. I think he started, he played two games.
Yeah.
So I would, for me, it's a long season. He's your starter. You've committed to him. You got a new goalie coach. He's come in, in great shape, and he's got a good attitude. I would run Skinner. I'm not sure where the coach is going. You, on the other side of it, you want to get everybody involved early in the year, but I would start Skinner. We'll see.
Yeah, I have a hunch that it might be Mr. Pickard. So we'll see how that goes. I was watching practice today, so I'm going to go off a hunch.
LT, how much of the season do you think Cal Pickard should play? Like, it's not necessarily punishment for Stu Skinner to have someone like Cal take the reins. How much of the season would you give him?
Well, I think 30, 35 games for a backup like Pickard is not a bad idea. I don't think Skinner has, you know, is overplayed during the regular season, but 82 games is a lot. So if you go 52-30, maybe that's a little too much. So you know, 45-37. I don't see any problem playing Pickard. He showed well. Calvin Pickard's a good goalie. I know that there's a tendency to look at his numbers and say, well, yeah, he plays the lesser competition, but he's still playing in games. He's got a really good record. The Oilers play well in front of him. Sometimes that's a weird tweak on these things, is they seem to be very confident. They like him, obviously, based on what we are, told. So a 30 to 35 games, I think, is fine for Pickard. And he is, I know he's in his 30s, but, he's shown well. I think he's an NHL goaltender who can play. So not that Skinner is, getting old or anything like that. But, you should be able to play Calvin Pickard. If there's five games in a week, you play him twice,
Yeah, I think that's probably realistic for sure. Al Mitchell joins us. The defense is it too early and obvious to say that when Wallman comes back in the lineup, Emberson comes out and Regula stays in, or do you need to see more from Regula before you make that decision?
Well, I think Regula's the guy, and the reason I think it is because he's mobile, and he's big, and you want to have that size. I love Stetcher and Emberson, I like them, but I think Regula is a big player who can move the puck, and that combination is a really nice addition. So I think he it's probably going to go back and forth, guys, as the year goes on. It's good to have that much depth. I do wonder what's going to happen when everybody gets healthy, but I think that's the pecking order for now anyway. And we'll see. Nurse was, I think, ill today, but he'll be back apparently. So, I think it's Regula, but we'll see. It's a nice problem to have. The Oilers, for me, there were many years where you were worried about, the depth and how much, real youth was on the defense, and now that's not a problem. I feel like they could make any decision and it would be an okay one. They've got some real nice pieces back there.
No, that's true. Al, what about the Mariners-Tigers tonight? Who do you want to see the Jays play? Who do you think the Jays are going to play?
Well, I'm a big old fan of the WDIV coverage of George Callan, Al Kaline, back in the 80s. So I'm a Tigers, fan from the point of view of watching baseball and following the Tigers over many years. But I think the Mariners are going to win the game. And I think the Mariners-Jays has all kinds of history. They came into the American League at the same time in 77. And, Jays have won two World Series. Mariners still looking for their first one. I think the Tigers would be an easier out for the Jays, but I'd like to see Mariners-Jays. I think that would be the best series.
Ooh, I like that. Al Elks at home, Bombers tomorrow. What is Edmonton? Do you see this as a win? The Bombers, before the bye, they got Caleros back and they played really good. Do you think Edmonton can beat them? And if so, why?
Well, I believe Declan Kruger. And Kruger assured me and wrote on Alex Nation that they're going to win. So I'm thinking they're going to win. I mentioned this, I think, last week to you, that what I'm hopeful for the Elks is the last game they play this season has some meaning. And look, they might find out in the first quarter that they're out of it because of another result out of town. I think this is, it's really important for this franchise. This is a building year, right? And they're signing guys. They're bringing back the coaching staff. There's all kinds of positive indicators. You've got to, a championship doesn't come overnight, and man, they were wandering in the wilderness for a long time. So a win this weekend, and then you never know. I mean, Declan spent quite a bit of this week talking about, going 3-0 and how that might work. It's still there. So all you have to do is win the game on the schedule, and that's tomorrow. So good luck to the Elks, and hopefully this will be a story next week too.
Al, have an awesome weekend. Chat with you later.
All right. Be good, boys.